Portador Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Dr. Ben, back here at the American Freedom Network, we were supposed to have had Brian Rosner this morning. If he doesn't show up, why, we'll go on without him, although we'll try to get him during the first break. But Brian speaks about Lyme disease, and I think this is something we have to keep constantly aware of, because this is a growing problem in America. And I think it's important that you understand that our government has been working on creating new diseases for a long time. If you go back and you read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, and somebody asked for a copy of the pages, so I had to get them out, and now we have them available from Radio Liberty if you want them. But Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing in 1970 in a book called Between Two Ages, talked about how, and this is the footnote at the bottom of a page somewhere between 55 and 65, that there were, by the year 2018, we were going to be able to create droughts and storms, and we were going to be able to create chronic diseases to disable the enemy. So they've been working on creating these chronic diseases. Of course, they had developed them far earlier than the year 2018, because in 1980, suddenly chronic fatigue syndrome appeared on the scene, and the fibromyalgia and Lyme disease and AIDS and Ebola and Marburg disease, and of course those appeared actually in Marburg appeared in 1967, but we know that in the early 1960s the CIA set out on a program to create new diseases. How do we know? Well, because they published something called the Special Virus Cancer Project. You can go up on the Internet and your search engine, look it up, the Special Virus Cancer Project. And, of course, when information began coming out about all these terrible diseases the CIA had created, of course, they ordered all copies of these yearly volumes destroyed. Well, fortunately, they didn't do too good a job. The government agencies really are not very efficient, and they left some of the clues which really should call for the execution of a large number of people who have been affiliated with the CIA, who committed crimes beyond description. Well, many of them are dead today, but I think some of them are still around, and they should be held responsible for what they did, even though they were simply just following orders. And what they did was set out to create new diseases. And we know that, of course, about 1978, 1979, somewhere in that area, why the first cases of Lyme disease began to occur in a place called Lyme, Connecticut. Now, they also occurred on the other side of these inlet there. There's an inlet, there's an island in the middle called Plum Island, where the government does experimental diseases, worked on creating new diseases. Then on the other side, Long Island or Manhattan or something, I'm not certain, I can't keep track of the geography there, but The Lyme disease began occurring in both of these areas, both Lyme, Connecticut, and over in the New York side. And, of course, initially people had no idea what it was. People began, children beginning getting tick bites, and then they'd get arthritis and chronic disease. And eventually the doctors came in. They found out that the primary agent behind Lyme disease was a spirochete that came from a tick bite. And, of course, that was Lyme disease. In the acute phase, it would respond to antibiotics, as spirochetes do. Spirochetes create syphilis and a number of other diseases. But, of course, this was a very specific disease, and initially it responded. But as time went by, after the release of this organism, whether it was done intentionally or accidentally, we don't know. But you can, this information is up on the Internet. Books have been written about this. But this has to be suppressed by the government. They can't let the truth out that they've allowed this disease, which was obviously created in the laboratory, to be spread all across America, initially by ticks, but now other insects can actually spread this. And, of course, these ticks are infected with multiple organisms besides Borrelia, Ehrlichia, mycoplasma, much of it genetically altered mycoplasma, and, of course, it contains brucella and other chronic infections. So that when you get this, why you become chronically disabled. And there are probably close to 2 million Americans who have this chronic disease, and it tends to overlap with chronic fatigue, which also involves infection with, and of course this infection apparently can be spread by aerosol, although it has to be done intentionally. And if you haven't, of course, gotten the material put out by Don Scott on chronic fatigue syndrome, you really need to get it. We do have a great 4-tape set on chronic fatigue, and we're putting together some of the material on chronic fatigue that we have gotten from Don Scott. We'll have that put together very, very soon. But you need to understand that they actually have contaminated probably between 1 and 2 million people with Lyme disease. Certainly between chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, another 2 to 3 million people. So we're talking almost 2% of our population has one of these chronic diseases. And these are totally disabling. And the difficulty is there's an organized effort to conceal the truth about them from the average American and from the average American physician. The average individual has no idea these conditions exist. They can be transmitted sexually. They can be transmitted certainly by getting a blood transfusion, because when they do blood transfusions, they don't check for the existence of these other diseases which are in the general blood supply. When I practice medicine, I used to ordinarily give up to 5 units of blood to the average individual who's having a back surgery, and without even thinking, giving it a second thought. Today, blood transfusions are not safe because of all the new diseases we have introduced into the blood, which are not checked for before they give a transfusion. And you should never take a transfusion or a plasma or anything else from the general the pools, unless, of course, it's either your life or you're getting the transfusions. But you certainly want to, if you're going to have a transfusion, you want one self-directed or from somebody you know who does not have one of these terrible, terrible diseases. And even they could have it and not know that they had the infection. Maybe their immune system fight it off. But people, these diseases attack the mitochondria, which are the energy-producing particles, illness within our cells. These chronically disabled, doctors don't know what to do.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. a solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of Hair of the Dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order Hair of the Dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan, I guess we're not going to have Brian Rosner with us. So if you're out there in the listening audience, they have a new number. It's 877-754-24. Well, I haven't got it memorized yet. Somebody maybe can call in and get me the number, but it's 877-254-7524, something like that. That's not correct. Maybe the producer can come on. I'm really going to have to write it down until it's firmly implanted in my subconscious. And under any circumstances, if you're out there in the listening audience and you know the correct 877 number to call, why, give us a call. And otherwise, of course, we're going to be talking about Lyme disease. Love to have your input on it. Unfortunately, the tremendous pressures on doctors not to treat this properly. Why? Because the last thing they want the American people to know is that they have released these terrible diseases. And the same thing holds true for Lyme disease or for certainly chronic fatigue syndrome. And, of course, doctors who do treat these can actually lose their license for practicing unethical medicine and being quacks. And yet the treatment for Lyme disease and for chronic fatigue syndrome is long periods of antibiotic medicine, along with the other things to build up the immune system. And I've known a fair number of people and talked to them and interviewed them who've had these terrible chronic diseases and gone on to a period of antibiotic treatment and have improved and improved dramatically. But when you go into antibiotics, then you have to take probiotics to protect your intestines because you kill off the normal bacteria flora, and you've got to replace them, or you get into all sorts of real problems. And then you need other things to build up the mitochondria, which have been destroyed by the mycoplasma, by the Borrelia, which is the spirochete that causes Lyme disease. And if you're not under treatment, people just go on and are chronically disabled by this. Of course, the mycoplasma organism, which has been genetically modified in many cases, genetically modified organism, and of course that can attack your heart and attack your cells, and it can actually kill people. The average individual has never heard these things. Well, we carry a wonderful book written by Dr. Garth Nicholson. It's called Project Daylily, where he actually goes into this in great detail and actually goes into the background. Now, of course, the book is written as if it's fiction, but I know all the people in the book, both the good ones and the bad ones. I've interviewed many, certainly some of the people he talks about, and it is a very accurate book. Just change the names around, you know who they are, but certainly the patent for the genetically altered mycoplasm is actually held by a doctor who works for the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. And why? Well, because very simply because they have modified this as a method of warfare. If you actually look at the patent, it's up on the internet, and we can get to the exact reference to it if you need it. And it talks to you about the fact that you will find this genetically altered type of mycoplasm in AIDS. What most doctors don't know who treat AIDS is that almost all of the AIDS cases have not only an HIV infection, they have this chronic mycoplasm, and the HIV alters the immune system. It's the mycoplasm that does the damage and really, of course, destroys the body, destroys the mind, destroys the heart, destroys the nervous system, and of course, this genetically altered mycoplasm you find in most of the cases, or in many of the cases. And that's actually listed in the patent, that you'll find that this organism in chronic fatigue and in AIDS. And I think they mentioned Gulf War illness. I haven't read the patent for some time, but certainly this is what you found, because Gulf War illness was simply another type of this disease. And of course, the war, the first Gulf War, was not waged against Saddam Hussein. We didn't even try to get Saddam Hussein. You know, our military was kept back. They could have gotten Saddam Hussein. The war was waged against our own soldiers, and several hundred thousand came back contracted with this chronic Gulf War illness, which, of course, totally incapacitated them, and many of them are still incapacitated today. And over 80,000, or almost 80,000, as of a year ago, January, are no longer living. These were young, healthy men. The 690,000 people we had, we actually have the Veterans Administration report on that. Came out of the Veterans Administration. They don't say that the men are dead. They just say they're no longer living. Isn't that a nice way of putting it? If you'd like to see it, it's available from Radio Liberty. Cost you a couple of dollars just to cover our expenses. But we actually went to the Veterans Administration area, pulled down the report, put it into a little booklet there, so you could actually read this with your own eyes. And it's so hard to believe these things could be going on, and no one would know. Well, our telephone number again. Anyway, you could always call the 800-606-5462. I know that'll get you through. 800-606-5462, and we'll have to get that number indelibly imprinted in our subconscious. 877-7524-2547, I believe it is. Anyway, 7524. Give us a call if you know what that 800 number is, or if you can call 800-606-5462. That'll get you through. You can talk to me, and you can get the number out so other people can call in. That's 800-606-5462. We'll get you into the producer of the program this morning. But we have so many people who have these chronic infectious diseases. You need to really find a Lyme-literate doctor, and they're actually, you go up on the Internet and find lists of them in your area, people who know how to treat Lyme disease and the chronic disability that is associated with this terrible, terrible disability. So if you'd like, of course, to know more about Lyme disease, we carry a book by Brian Rosner. It's called The 10 Best Treatments for Lyme Disease. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen again.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Do you know the new 800 number here, which I haven't got completely memorized
yet? I do. I'm calling you about that and another thing. The number I just called you on, and it's the one you gave us, the new one you gave us last week, is 1-877-254-7524.
Oh, okay, 877-254-7524, and that's the best number to call
that's
in
correct.
On. So if you're
that's
out there
correct.
In the listening audience, why give us a call on that number. Go right ahead.
What I'm concerned about this morning, along with all the other major concerns we have, I just read this weekend, yesterday, in fact, in the Denver Post, an article about our food supply that they have already passed H.R. 875, which is the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009, and H.R. 2749, which is the Food Safety Enhancement Act, the excuse being they passed this in order, quote, to protect the public health by preventing foodborne illnesses and ensuring the safety of food. Mm-hmm. The problem is, this columnist says, the problem is the process controls the process controls that the government will deem as necessary will likely be too expensive for small organic farmers who are doing more to keep this country healthy than the huge agribusiness companies of Tyson, Sodexo, Hormel, and so forth, who can buy bigger freezers and continue to sell nicely wrapped poison. She uses a different word here, but I wouldn't want to use it on air. What the passing of H.R. 875 and 2749 could mean is a loss of organic small farm options and a reduction of both the shopper's autonomy and the good things that are happening in the food world today, which is the farmer's markets and community-supported agriculture and so forth. This is, and it also is... Mr. Kingsolver wrote a book called Animal, Vegetable, and Miracle, and when he wrote the book in 2007, only six companies controlled 98% of the world's seed sales: Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, Mitsui, Aventis, and Dow, and they continue to desecrate land. The juggernauts like Monsanto send 330 small farm operators off their land a week. In a nutshell, government regulations will soon favor genetically modified or GMO seeds over organic seeds, and organic seeds might eventually become illegal.
Well, you have to understand, of course, that they want to destroy America. This is what it's really all about.
That's right.
And it's just,
it's so scary. It's just...
But, Marie,
I'll listen to what you have to say now. I've said my thing today.
Well, I certainly concur with you. This is an attack on America. Remember, our president for 20 years sat under the leadership of a minister who hated America and who frequently said, G.D. America, with an intense hatred of America and one effort to destroy this country. There are lots of things wrong with it. But we've still got a wonderful constitution and wonderful people. We just need to take our people back. But Obama was put into position by a group of very wealthy and powerful men. They're trying to focus our attention on the Council on Foreign Relations. There's all sorts of new articles out about Hillary saying she gets her instructions from the Council on Foreign Relations, but that isn't true. She gets her instructions from the Trilateral Commission. They keep writing about the Council on Foreign Relations, but the media never mentions the Trilateral Commission or the fact that they're the ones who put Obama in power, they're the ones who control the banks, and they're the ones who control certainly all these big corporations that are controlling food and food production. And there's just this little small clique of people who, with an intense hatred of America, who want to create a world government. And certainly, do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the food of the people? What you need, certainly, is properly grown food, because this will give you your greatest protection against these terrible chronic diseases that have been released upon the American people. And this is what most people don't understand. Certainly, we are what we eat. And I agree that properly grown food is important.
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
It appears to me from this article that it has only passed the House of Representatives. So we know that Congress isn't listening to us, but we could. This, people keep calling, and all of us keep wondering, what can we do? We could just swamp Congress with objections to these measures. It appears to me it hasn't passed the Senate yet, and it doesn't become law until it passes both houses. So if we would get busy, do you want me to give those numbers again?
Go ahead.
Okay, just a sec. Sorry, I laid it down here. H.R. 2749, that is 2749, and H.R. 875. 875 is the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009, and H.R. 2749 is the Food Safety Enhancement Act. If we would swamp Congress, the Senate now, because the House of Representatives apparently has already passed it, but if we would swamp Congress with this, it might make a dent. Who knows? We have to try. We have to try. And when people keep saying, oh, it's all over, maybe so.
It's never
all
over.
But when we stand before the Lord and he says,
right,
what did you do? We have to be able to say, having done all, we stood.
Thank you, Maureen. God bless. Our number is 877-254-7524.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck. Just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud. Has two master bedrooms with two full baths. Is partially furnished and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden. Chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors.
Hello?
Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
I'm 72 years old and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. We got the number down. It's 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about, I certainly agree with Maureen. We have a real problem. What business is it with the federal government, how you grow food? What they want to do is destroy our access to food and proper food supply. And if people are going to have to then start growing their own vegetables in their backyard, and they're not going to have the farmers markets to go to, and you're going to have federal food police out there checking on everything that you're eating. And what they really want, of course, is to destroy our ability to have proper food, which is the best medicine you can possibly have. And if you haven't, of course, seen the material that Dr. Lorraine Day has put out, you know, her DVDs on cancer doesn't scare me anymore, diseases don't just happen, she's absolutely right. Proper nutrition is the key, and you have to have proper foods. And although certainly some of the commercial foods are all right, you never know, you're pretty better off having proper foods and organically grown foods and things that aren't grown with all the insecticides and pesticides and genetically oriented or altered food that we're getting. So if you have any questions or comments on this, give us a call at 877-254, that's 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and we'd love to hear what you want to talk about. Otherwise, one of the things we could talk about is how it's very, very obvious that the Obama administration is intent upon destroying our economy. Now, why would any rational people want to do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people whose dedication is to a one-world government and the transfer of the wealth of the American people to other nations and lowering our living standards. And so one of the big things that's coming up now is a company called CIT. And initially I thought that was part of Citicorp. It is not, as a separate organization. It's called CIT Financial. And it provides loans to between 950,000 and 1 million small businesses and entrepreneurs and really the major businesses in the United States, a million of them, are dependent upon CIT to get the financing so they can operate. And they're having real financial problems. They've already received some $2 billion from the TARP funds, and but they've been put under pressure. The government has said, we're not going to lend you any more money. They put information out, and obviously this is a classic manipulation, similar to what we saw in Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, where there was runs on those banks and their financial their money. I mean, Bear Stearns had $17 billion in its assets on Friday, and by Sunday it had nothing at all, and it went bankrupt. And obviously somebody put the word out, we're going to destroy Bear Stearns. Everybody put their money out, pulled their money out of the company, and Bear Stearns went down. Similar thing happened with Lehman Brothers, and that's what they've done with CIT. And so the big boys are pulling their money out of CIT, and they won't lend CIT any money. Well, what happens when the major financial company that is making loans, that is keeping our country going, because our country runs on credit, what happens if that company goes into bankruptcy and can't make loans? Why, the whole economic house of cards comes tumbling down once again, only far worse than previously. And, of course, if you read the articles out there on CIT Financial, you'll find that the people in the Obama administration are betting. That's their word. They're betting that this can go down and it won't have an impact on our economy. Ladies and gentlemen, logic would tell you the company, which the major company lending to almost a million American corporate businesses, if that goes down, and they're betting it won't have any impact because J.P. Morgan and the other large banks will pick up those loans that CIT isn't giving. But the thing is, J.P. Morgan and the others are not offering loans. Why? Because they're in on this trilateral scam to destroy our nation. And if you understand that Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, and of course until recently he's been a member of the Trilateral Commission, but if you get the current membership list of the Trilateral Commission, you can get that from Patrick Wood. He has it posted on his website, augustreview.org, although it's a little hard to navigate. Or you can certainly get it through us. We actually have the syllabus on the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll find out that the people who control Citigroup and the people who control J.P. Morgan and Chase are members of the Trilateral Commission, and of course, as far as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all the other major financial institutions, they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, which is like the Farm Club, and they are intentionally not putting out loans, or, as they're doing with the airlines, charging 17% interest. 17% interest. How can you function when you're going to have to borrow money at 17% interest? And the answer is, you can't function when, of course, they're charging 17% interest. This is all intent upon bringing down the economy of our nation. This is exactly what the banks did repeatedly during the 19th century. They did it earlier in the 20th century, and they're doing it today, and nobody's telling the American people. And who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Kit from Livermore, Colorado.
Hi, how are you doing?
I may have another piece of that financial puzzle.
All right, fine.
I was notified by Gold Star that HSBC Bank in New York is closing their depository to individual investors.
What is the bank?
HSBC in New York.
That's a Hong Kong, Singapore a banking corporation. That is the single largest bank in the entire world.
And they are closing it to bullion deposits.
How do you mean? They're closing it to bullion deposits?
Yeah, well, they're making Gold Star move all their bullion deposits to Delaware depository.
Right. Now, what is Gold Star? I really don't know what that is.
Well, it's for IRA bullion deposits.
All right, fine. So basically, then they're moving all of the, now, will the HSBC still control them, or are they going to be a control by somebody else?
No, they'll be controlled by Delaware Depository.
All right, fine. So, what is the significance of that?
I'm wondering why HSBC would do that, because they've received bailout funds as well, and those bullion deposits are a net income for them.
I would think
they
so.
Don't have to do anything except receive rent money for it.
Right.
Why would they close it and move all those to a different depository?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. If you're out there, I'd like to call in. The number is 877-254-7524. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck. Just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud. Has two master bedrooms with two full baths. Is partially furnished and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Doctor, stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our number 877-254-7524. Go right ahead. You were talking about the fact that HSBC is no longer going to hold the IRA gold deposits, and simply they're all going to have to be held in Denver. Pardon me, in Delaware. Do you have an IRA? Do you have gold in your IRA?
Yes, I sure do, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think that's lucky. I really don't know what they're up to, but I just don't trust them. They obviously, HSBC obviously is in on this scam to destroy the financial structure of the world and to bring the whole world down into chaos so we can have this new one-world financial system and one-world government.
Well, I believe that Gold Star Trust, which is the agent, has over 10,000 accounts that they're going to have to move, and Sterling Trust is the other agent that already has their accounts at the Delaware depository.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was so concerned and wanted your thoughts on the subject as to what HSBC would use all that space for if they're making these other companies move everything out of their bank.
I haven't the slightest idea. In fact, I would think that they would want to have the gold actually deposited in their accounts, because of course they can count that as assets even though it belongs to somebody else. So remember,
yes,
when you deposit money with the bank looks upon that not as a liability, but as an asset for them, and they use that as the basis for their lending money. And I'm surprised HSBC would do that, but we are living in uncertain times. I mean, things are so much, we're on the brink of a financial catastrophe, and the average American has no idea. So I don't know how to interpret it that, but obviously, as time goes by, a lot of these things become much more obvious.
What I'm wondering is if the government is going to nationalize IRAs, and
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they certainly done this down in Argentina. They've just simply seized all the pension funds, saying we know how to manage it better than the people do, and maybe you'll get your money back. And so they've just seized all the pensions. I wouldn't put it past them.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, who else is calling in? Again, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, concerning that Gold Star thing, here in Eric Cedarstrom on last week, and I guess they're going to charge by the value of your deposit. So let's say you have 100 coins and say $100,000, and they'll charge you a fee on that $100,000, and then let's say gold doubles in price, then they're going to charge you twice as much.
In so many of these things, I know we had money in Smith Barney, and you know
when the greatest run-up of all recorded history in the stock market, we lost half our money. I mean, it wasn't that much money. I was with a friend, and but he worked for Smith Barney. He had to invest the way they wanted him to, and he actually lost money in the greatest upswing we've ever had. So you cannot trust, you know, any of these deposits. People are holding your money. You can't trust the government not to nationalize it. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know that we're moving into the most difficult financial times in the history of our nation.
Yeah, on top of that, they're going to put restrictions on there, and you're going to have, the only way you can get it out is go by their rules, which could be a national ID requirement or what have you. So it's you don't have control of your money at all.
You're absolutely right. That's why, you know, if there's any way you can get all of it out or part of it out, you're a lot better off.
But if gold triples in price or quadruples in price, the fees that they hold your gold in the depository, they're going to go up three or four times. That's
yep.
How they're going to make money off of you.
And not only that, but they have actually changed the income tax laws so that you can no longer get capital gains tax on gold. In other words, if your gold goes up, you don't pay capital gains on it, 15%. You pay regular rates, and you make a lot of money. Why you're going to be up in that 50% tax bracket?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I know you got another caller.
There's no better way to destroy an economy than to raise taxes on the productive people.
Yeah, they're just thieves. So I'll get off the phone. There's another caller. So
God bless. Thanks so much. Well, who's calling in?
This is Mark from Colorado. I just wanted to weigh in with an opinion on this thing because one of the things about gold IRAs is you're required to put gold eagles in there. And as far as I know, that's the only exchange medium. And unfortunately, gold eagles are bullion, and bullion is confiscatable. And I've got a stinking suspicion that HSBC knows darn good and well something's coming, and they want to be out of it in order to avoid the liability. And the other question I have, and this is just speculation on my part, is what's going to happen to that stuff if it gets stolen in transit? They've got to move it. That's speculation, but the reality is the confiscation laws apply to bullion. The gold IRAs or bullion and that stuff could be subject to confiscation in a heartbeat. And that's all
right.
I really have to say about that.
They can do whatever they want to because they have the guns, and that's what it's all about. You know, Chairman Mao
said
it best. Political power comes out of the muzzle of a gun, and that's why they want you know, to have their FBI agents and federal agents assigned to every police force in America. We're no longer have sovereign states and sovereign police forces. Everything is to be under federal control as we move towards a federal dictatorship. That's what Obama wants, but then it is not Obama. He's simply a figurehead for the Trilateral Commission, the people of great wealth who want a world government.
Well, Dr. Stan, I sure appreciate the work you've done. I woke up probably 10, going on 12 years ago, and I got to tell you, I can't believe how stupid I was.
Don't feel bad. I woke up 47 years ago, with all the degrees and if I had a Kappa key, and I couldn't believe how stupid I was. So.
Well, thanks for the work, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye.
We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up this morning's program here at the American News Network.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully we've got that telephone number again. It's 877-254-7524, but we're not going to take any more programs this morning. I should say calls this morning. Certainly, if you want to learn more about Lyme disease, we have a four-tape set on Lyme. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue syndrome. We carry the book written by Dr. Garth Nicholson about all these terrible diseases that have been released on the public. And, of course, that would be Project Daylily, Project Daylily. We carry Brian Rosner's book, The 10 Best Treatments for Lyme Disease. That's the 10 Best Treatments for Lyme Disease. We also carry his book on autism, because many of these children will have autistic symptoms. They get infected, and, of course, the organisms get to the brain and, of course, contribute to the problem of autism. Our number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do we make any sense out of what's going on in the world today? Well, we make sense of it by watching my DVD, Financial Armageddon. It comes with a syllabus. You can get it without the syllabus, of course, but the syllabus contains some of the key speeches, things that have been written, certainly Alan Greenspan's article on gold and freedom, President Andrew Jackson's speech, his farewell address in 1837, the talk that was given by one of our leading congressmen back in 1932, and of course, a talk that was given in 1964 by Wright Patman, and of course the 1932 speech cost the congressman his life. They killed him. They tried to poison him twice, and you can read about that all up on the internet. And the information is there. We hope you'll want to get the syllabus, and of course it gives you tremendous insight into what's going on financially. Of course, we have another talk that gives a great deal of detail given about 4 years ago. It was called The Financial Tsunami, and of course it comes with the syllabus as well. Certainly, the classic book on what is happening financially was written by Ed Griffin, and if you want that information, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll go to our website, that is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs there, 4 hours a day live, 9 hours a day on satellite, the archive programs, the blogs, the MP3. We want you to get the information. Certainly we want you to get it to others. And people know something's wrong. They have to understand there is a small clique that runs our country. And their objective, of course, is to bring about a one-world government. And behind that are powerful forces. That's why my talk or book on the Brotherhood of Darkness is so very important. The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk and syllabus on the Forbidden Secret is important. And Patrick Wood's DVD, The Trilateral Commission. Who are these people?
They're the ones who control Barack Obama. And remember, your attention is focused on Barack Obama. But, of course, he is simply the figurehead. And if you hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, we simply tell you what the Luciferians will tell you. People who come out of the Lucis Trust will tell you about Barack Obama. And, of course, he has been picked for a long period of time. It just looks coming on today. My telephone number.